how do you connect together the early church to where we are today? And so I said, oh, I'd love to connect that together. I said, I do it with four circles. So in memory of Dr. Bill, who's not with us, but he is the tape king. We'll give him the tape, okay? Watch this, and I want to show you something. And maybe in your minds, all of you deacons, you can rest, because I ran this by the deacons, I think, about a year ago. But watch this. This is all of church history. We started out with the what we would call the Catholic Church. Now, I'm not talking about popes or Rome. I'm talking about the church that Jesus Christ started. I'm talking about the church built on the apostles and the prophets. After that, the Reformation, you might say, started in the 14th century. But after about at least 13 centuries, we have... Am I still on? Oh, kind of. Here, let's see. There we go. We have the Reformation, okay? And after the Reformation, a few hundred years went by, and we had what I might call evangelicalism or world missions. And that's the time, you would know this as the time of Luther and Calvin and Zwingli and... in England, John Knox. Okay, that's the Reformation. You'd know this as, you know, the apostles, and then those post-apostolic men, Timothy, all the way through to, like, St. Augustine and like that. This era, the fourth era of the church, the evangelical world missions, you'd know as the time of Wesley you can't see that. Wesley, Moody, Billy Graham, that kind of, you know, kind of evangelization. Then we have a new phenomenon today, which really is rapidly growing all over the world. And I call that, the charismatic, for use of a better word, and the charisma, the emphasis on the gifts. Now, that's all of church history. Now, I'm going to draw in a few more lines, but that's everything. I'm talking about the truth. We went from the church that Jesus Christ started, and a lot happened in 13 centuries, and then we had the dawning of the Reformation, which actually started with Wycliffe in England with his work on the English translation, which started with Huss in Bohemia and Czechia doing his Reformation speaking. It seeped into Martin Luther, who was deeply influenced by Huss and Wycliffe's work. Martin Luther, deeply influenced and opened up so that a young Frenchman, John Calvin, did his voluminous writing and that. And then, of course, it spread to the British Isles, which is John Knox. So that's the Reformation. The Reformation dominated basically Christendom with a lot going on until the advent of what we would call the modern day evangelism, because the Reformation didn't continue to emphasize evangelism. And so they felt they needed to do something about it. So the world missions, William Carey is called in the end of the 18th century, the father of the modern period. He was followed by a lot of evangelists that I mentioned. Most known are Moody, and then Billy Sunday, and then Billy Graham. And now, basically, the modern-day charismatic movement started historically in Los Angeles. It started at the Azusa Street Mission in the 20s, where there was this outbreak of charismatic utterances. It started formally at Dennis Rector's church in Los Angeles, where officially a mainline church became charismatic, and that was in the late 40s, early 50s, or somewhere in the 50s. But let me show you something, because you might be from a Catholic background. In fact, it'd be interesting. How many of you were raised Roman Catholic? Raise your hands, okay? We have some of those. How many of you were raised Reformed, like Presbyterians, something along that line, Reformed Baptist, something like that? How many of you are kind of Bible Baptists, something like that? Okay, and don't raise your hand if you're charismatics, because not really. But many of you are from a charismatic background. Now watch this. This is what really is a blessing to me. I'm going to draw a line here. And this is what Dr. Bill wanted me to share, and this is answering his question. Do you see this square here? That square is the Word of God. Now, what happened is this much today of the Catholic Church is quite biblical. This part was added. This is the Romanism part. In fact, I just shared with you, I don't know if it was here or in the flock I did this morning, but I was standing by the roadside and talked to a policeman. A policeman left. The tow truck man came, and the tow truck man, I started sharing the gospel, and he backed away from me. He said, I'm Roman Catholic, you know, and stepped back. And I smiled at him. I stepped forward. I said, well, I'm Catholic, too. Oh, he stepped toward me then, and he got all excited. Didn't know what he was getting into, you know. I said, I'm Catholic. I'm not Roman. What when I say that, you probably heard me say that, and you think it's a joke. It's not a joke. I'm as Catholic as you can get. I believe in the Holy Catholic Church that Jesus Christ started. And it's founded on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. And I believe Jesus Christ started a church, and that church continues to this day. And we're a part of it. And it's right here. It's this truth that's a part of God's Word.